Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to the best radio station inside of my house in Bellamy, Texas. The Love Lift Me Up Show, featuring gospel artists, psalmists, authors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the new Love Lift Me Up Show with Dr. Love. Welcome,
welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Up Show, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host today, Afrida Love, and today we have a very special guest, but first let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Heavenly Father. Lord, we thank you for just traveling grace, Lord. We thank you for who you are, Lord. We thank you for the gifts that you give unto the people, Heavenly Father. We're asking you, would you bless each person who come on this ministry to be uplifted, bless their families, bless their ministries, Lord. Bless everything that they do to prosper, Heavenly Father. Bless them to go higher in you, Heavenly Father. We're asking you, would you bless this ministry to be something that you're acceptable, that is acceptable unto you and pleasing unto you. We're asking you, would you decrease us and increase you, Heavenly Father. We're just asking you, would you bless this broadcast to touch individuals, Heavenly Father, and to be significant in the lives of all of your people, Heavenly Father. Once again, we thank you for preserving us this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And the scripture for today comes from Psalm 118 and 24, and it reads, "This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." I have read to you Psalms 118 and 24. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, doers, and seekers of his holy word. And now the moment you've been waiting for. My guest today is a wife, a mother, a grandmother, a woman of God. She is a minister of the word and a minister of the music. I would like to introduce to some and present to others Minister Davis. Minister Davis, are you on the line?
God bless you. Yes, I am. God bless you. God bless
you. Thank you for joining us.
What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him, and heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. God, I come to you right now in the mighty precious name of Jesus. I come now thanking you, God, for this day, because this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. God, I thank you for the opportunity. I thank you for grace, and I thank you for mercy. God, I thank you for being everything that I need. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Greetings
amen.
In the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Today I will be coming from Philippians. It's the third chapter, the 13th and the 14th verse. And it will begin teaching us by the reading of, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." Today, for just a few minutes, I would like to share a subject with you. Keep your eyes on the prize and don't look back. Keep your eyes on the prize and don't look back. No matter who you are, nor what fortune or fame you may have encountered in life, you have been confronted with unexpected situations in your life. Perhaps you have been brokenhearted, sick, unhappy, lonely, confused, devastation of losing a job or a loved one, or even thought you were going to lose your mind. But I stopped by to let you know that your life can be restored. 2013 has passed, and we are all just a little bit closer to eternal life, restoration, the returning of something or someone to their original state by repairing it or cleaning it up to put something back into existence that has been at one time damaged. Maybe in 2013, it didn't end with you with a smile on your face, but I say to you to keep your eye on the prize and don't look back. Maybe you're wondering what the prize is. Well, I'm here to tell you that the prize is the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the one whose air you are breathing right now, the one who woke you up this morning, the one who, if it had not been for the Lord on your side, where would you be? The prize, which is the Savior, ensures us that weeping may endure for a night, but joy will come in the morning. Perhaps you are sick, but there is healing in the hem of his garment. Maybe you are confused, but Jesus will give you peace in the midst of turmoil. You thought that you would lose your mind, but Jesus stepped in right on time simply because he is an on-time God. Whatever you left in 2013, leave it there and don't look back. But now God has allowed us another chance in 2014 to get our house in order. And in order to look forward, you can't look back. This year is a year of greatness, a year of taking back what the devil stole. I stopped by today to tell you to hold on, for a change is on the way. It may not come when you want it to, but the prize, which is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he's never too late. He's always on time. In this life here on earth, we find ourselves running a race. But I'm reminded in the Word of God where it says, know ye not that they who run in a race, but one receiveth the prize. So run that ye may obtain. There are many runners who enter a race, and only one of them wins the prize. So I say to you today, don't look back. Just run the race. Athletes work hard to win a crown that cannot last. But we should be working for a crown that will last forever. We shouldn't run without a goal. We should keep our bodies under control so we won't lose out after letting the Word of God and presenting it to others. So many people in this life are motivated by power, power mm-hmm. over others and power over self. To control rather than being controlled is their heart's desire. Others seek wealth above all else, and then there are others who run a race for fame, to be well known and loved. But all of these things have one thing in common. They do it to obtain a corruptible crown. Where are your eyes? And what race are you running? Will your race give you eternal happiness? Or will it only lead you to a corruptible crown? In 2013, things may not have worked out for you as you had wanted it to, but I am here to let you know that serving a true and a living God, he will give you everything that you need. Our God is an awesome God. He can move mountains and hide you from the rain. Our God can wipe tears from your eyes. Mm-hmm. Our God can heal an aching body. This year, in 2014, take back what the devil stole. If he stole your joy in 2013, you can get it back right now because he said, I'm sitting at the door knocking. Yeah. If you let me in, I'll come in. And all you got to do is say, God, restore my joy. Restore my peace of mind. Give me, God, my joy back. Give me my love back. Don't look back at anything that happened on yesterday. For today is a new day. And this is the day that the Lord has made. And we will rejoice and be glad in it. Cherish the moment. The moment is right now. While the blood is running warm in your veins, it's right now. Keep your eyes on the prize. And the prize is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is the one who touched you this morning with his finger of love, and we rose to see a brand new day, a day that we've never seen before, and a day that we will never, ever, ever see again. Amen. This man that I'm talking about, he's so awesome. He's done so much for us. Carried the whole rugged cross on his shoulders. He was beat over and over and over and over again for us. Every stripe that he took, it was a stripe for our healing. So I tell you today, you can be healed, but don't look back. Keep your eyes on the prize. Take back what the devil stole from you. If you need love, God's got it.
Amen.
If you need peace, he's got that too. My God is awesome.
Yes, Lord.
He does wonders in our lives. If we would just invite him in, he can do some miraculous things in your life. Maybe you lost a loved one, but he tells us, weeping may endure for a night. But oh, joy will come in the morning. Mm-hmm. I thank you today for listening to the word of God.
Yes, ma'am.
And as I close, I say to you to keep your eyes on the prize and don't look back.
Amen.
I bring you greetings from the Full Armor of God Ministry, 3113 Bellmead Drive in Bellmead, Texas, where I serve as co-pastor under the leadership of Pastor Robert L. Davis III. I thank you in the name of Jesus, and I pray in the name of Jesus that you will turn your life to him if you do not know who he is. And those of us who do know who he is, let's help those who do not. In Jesus' name, I thank you. Amen.
Amen. And I want to thank you, Minister Davis, for that excellent God-filled topic. Keep your eyes on the prize and don't look back. What a mighty word that was, and I really appreciate that. God bless you. You too, Minister Davis. Before you leave, can you please tell me a little bit about anything that's on your heart, which you would like to tell the people, and also about your CD? I know you're still working on the project, if you like.
Yes.
And how to contact
at this
you.
Time, I just want to tell people that never let anyone control your destiny.
That's right.
If you got Jesus, that's enough.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The word of God says, trust in the Lord. And that was the reason for that. Because sooner or later, man will let you down.
That's
so,
right.
Trust in the Lord. On this journey for him, there will be many days when you will have to walk by yourself. But it's okay. Because he's right there with you. Because he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. So to the listening audience, I say again to you, keep your eyes on the prize. And the prize is Jesus Christ. The CD that I have in mind to do is a long-term goal. It's one that God has given me to do, but I cannot proceed with it until he releases me to do it. So that's another thing I like to tell the audience. When God gives you something and he gives you a vision, it does not mean it's going to happen when you think it will, but it will happen when he tells you the time is right. So I pray that you pray for me as he continues to use me in a mighty, mighty way, because 2014 is a year of greatness. It's a year that I'm going to take back everything that the devil stole from me. And I just refuse to do anything else. Even if I have to do it by myself, I will take back what the devil has stolen from me.
That's right. That's right. And Minister Davis, I want to say once again, bless you and your husband and your ministries. And I once again thank you for joining me on this day, because this is the day that the Lord has made. And
yes,
this
ma'am.
Has been such
yes,
an inspiration. And I appreciate yes, it so much.
God bless you, Dr. Love, so much for the opportunity.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Well, Minister Davis, that concludes our segment of the ministry, and you can stay online. I'm going to give a few announcements, or I know your schedule is busy. We can say bid farewell, and I will talk to you soon.
Okay, thank you so much, Dr. Love. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you, too. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that was Minister Davis, who shared her ministry, and her ministry was keep your eyes on the prize and don't look back. What a mighty word that was. Now, ladies and gentlemen, please be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/FredaLove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FredaLove. This segment will also be archived, which means that you can log on to that particular website and receive all of the messages, all of the ministries, all of the interviews. On tomorrow, we will look at a village. It takes a village. I will bring a special message, so please continue to look at my Facebook page. The Fashion Line, the Fashion Line, the Fashion Line is here. Fashionsbylove.com is here. Be sure to check out that website. Artists, gospel artists, promoters, publicists, authors, actress, please be sure you can Facebook me to interview on the radio ministry. And my Facebook is ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE. And you can be sure to let me know that you would like to interview on the radio ministry. On Tuesday, I will have an individual from the Kansas City Chiefs who will grace us with an interview concerning what God has blessed him to do in the professional league and to encourage our youth, to encourage not only our youth but those of us who are seasoned as well, because there is no failure in God. In addition to that, be sure to make a list of 10 individuals who you would like to pray for. Make sure that each person is not your family member. You can put your family members on one line, but be sure to pray for 10 individuals and pray for yourself. Also, I had the opportunity to attend the Stellar Awards, and I have many pictures, and it was just such an exciting event, and I would like to highlight that on one of the ministries, and I will also have pictures that I was able to take on the floor. So please be sure to check the Facebook page. Also, once again, like I said, if you would like to be on the ministry, you can email me as well at emonya_love@yahoo.com or Facebook me, ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE. If someone asks you what that smile is all about, you be sure to tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. Be sure to come back on tomorrow. And I will have the time on my Facebook page, which is open to the public. In addition to that, be sure to take care of yourselves and each other. Thank you so much for listening. May God bless and keep each and every one of you. And once again, I would like to say that we were blessed by Minister Davis as she gave the word. And I'm going to say it again. Keep your eyes on the prize and don't look back. And then she went on to say, who is or what is the prize? And the prize is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And she told us who she defined who Jesus was in our lives. He's a comforter. He's a healer. So we need to be sure to listen to that word again because it is so encouraging, and we would like to thank her. And I would like to thank all God, first of all, my family and all of the listeners, and I encourage you to continue to listen to the Love Lift Jesus Up ministry, and may God bless and keep each and every one of you. This is your host, Afrida Love. Goodbye, everybody, and thank you so much.